Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Okay, here's a cheery task. Make a list of conditions that could predict a person's death in 5 years.
Ugh, how grim, but okay. Cancer, stroke, congestive heart failure, emphysema, and kidney failure.
Now you can add anosmia.
Really? The loss of smell?
I know, right? A new study found losing our sense of smell is a predictor of death in older people. They asked about 3,000 people ages 57 to 85 to identify five common scents. 5 years later, the same people were called and reassessed.
Some of the older seniors had died, and surprisingly, 40% of them had failed the scent test 5 years earlier. So their mortality rate was 3 times higher than those with healthy noses, even after other factors were ruled out, such as nutrition, mental health, smoking, and alcohol.
So why is the olfactory or sense of smell a predictor of impending death? This ancient ability is tied to good health and nutrition, warns us of environmental hazards, and is intimately tied to memory and emotions.
Normal olfactory function is unique in that it relies on cellular regeneration of the olfactory neuroepithelium and the hippocampus. Thus, olfactory dysfunction can result in the inhibition of stem cell turnover in the olfactory tissue. Could this indicate a problem with cellular regeneration reflecting a larger problem?
The study doesn't answer this and many other questions. It certainly does not mean anosmia causes death, but rather it could be a sign of health problems that directly affect longevity.
If you're concerned, there's a simple scent test available. People can use the results to search for interventions that may prolong their lives.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.